All right, everyone, it's time for the exclusive live interview right now with my very dear friend and the very talented lead vocalist from the band Metal Knights. Razor is on the line with me right now, and we're going to be debuting some brand new music from these guys from their CD coming out this year, World of Forever. So let's welcome Razor. Hey, Razor, what's up?
How you doing, Laura? It's great to be back on.
It is. I'm so glad. You're like the first, second guest that I've had back on my show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So we have like a whole year to catch up with from all the stuff that you've been doing, and you guys are getting this brand new CD together. So you know I want to hear all about it. So tell us, what's going on?
Well, God, it's been a year-long process since we actually started writing the new material. And we just finished up Monday. We finished mixing. Craig Goldie is producing, and we finished the mix on Monday, and just getting it all sequenced in order right now as to how the album's going to flow and what song is going to come first and, you know, last and all that kind of good stuff. But it's, you know, we put so much time into it and so much effort and an incredible amount of money. I think it's going to blow some people away. That's what we're hoping. I mean, from all the people that we've talked to who have heard it in the industry, some really, you know, heavy hitters and stuff that have listened to it, they all love it. So we're taking that as a good sign. Hopefully the fans are going to love it. And we're just looking forward to getting out on the road here pretty soon and you know, start playing it live.
Very cool. Like, you were telling me that you guys are going to go out with Benedictum. How cool is that? Tell us more.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we're good friends with with them, with especially Veronica and Pete, the guitar player.
Yeah.
I've known now for a couple years. Met them through Craig Goldie. And, of course, Craig worked with them prior to working with us.
Right.
And it's really cool that now, you know, have these two bands together trying to put together this tour and book some shows and do some dates, and we're both into it, you know, and we're working really hard on trying to get that all make all the stars align to make that happen, and hopefully maybe even starting in June we'll start playing some shows with them and opening for them.
Very cool.
We're really, really looking forward to it. So
now, this new CD, World of Forever, where did you come up with that name from? How did you get that?
Well, actually, we were writing, we were going to actually do another, it was actually called something else at one time. One of our guitar players, Billy King, actually brought the song in one day, and he said, hey, I got this song, and, you know, we listened to it, and we thought, you know what, if we were to, like, change the name and do some rewriting of the lyrics and stuff and make it just this really trippy kind of dreamy world piece and kind of a place where you could go, you know, is it a dream world or is it real, you know, kind of a song that lyrically had that kind of content in it. And the name World of Forever was thrown out and we all loved it. And, you know, I started writing the lyrics, and then all of a sudden it, you know, when we actually got it done and rewrote it and recorded it and played it back, we were just so blown away. We were like, that's got to be the name for the album. You know, it kind of said everything about what this whole album is about from start to finish. And so that's kind of how we came up with the name. And I think the title track, you know, is one of the stronger songs on it, you know. And we actually didn't think it was going to be in the beginning, and it turned out so well in the end that we're very pleased with it. So we decided to use that as the name for the new album.
Now, is this the one that Craig also did a solo on as well?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this the one that Craig Goldie also did a solo part on as well?
The main lead solo in that. There's actually three lead parts, and his is the one, of course, that shreds in the middle of the song, and he did that, and then he also did the one, we redid Gates of Hell,
right.
and Destifier and Miracle in Disguise, because we wanted to take them to the next level. So we kind of redid them, reorchestrated them, added some new musical parts, and just redid the vocals and things like that. And I think we brought, you know, we brought them definitely way, way up as far as where they, you know, they were good before, but I think now they're even better. And so Craig ended up redoing. He was actually on the original version from the EP. He did a solo, but then he ended up rewriting a new solo for this version.
Very cool. Well, I think we should play it. What do you think?
Go for it. I think so, too.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And why don't you introduce us to this next live debut? Have you guys played this on any other station yet?
For The Gates of Hell?
No, this one is World of Forever.
World of Forever?
Yeah.
No, I think you're going to be the first one to play it.
All right.
I'm not sure. You know what? We've been doing so much press on this right now because everybody's so excited about the new album. I'm getting lost. I've been doing so much radio and magazines and stuff like that. I'm getting lost. But you know what, Laura? I told you a long time ago when we were getting ready to finish this thing up, I definitely wanted to do something special with you where you got to play some of these things, you know, be one of the first ones to play it. So there you go. This is World of Forever. This is the title track.
Welcome back to the show. That was the brand new debut song, the self-titled CD coming out this year, World of Forever by the band Metal Knights. All right, you guys, we're back on the line live with Razor from the band, the vocalist of the band, and we're going to talk with him more about the brand new CD. Hey, Razor, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, we just love that track, and we got some more we're going to play here in a little bit. Tell me about your relationship with Craig Goldie. How long have you guys been friends?
It's been a couple years now. You know, he came to a show that we did a couple years ago, and he was so impressed that he actually ended up coming up on stage and jamming with us at the end of the night.
Oh, how cool.
And then it was the next day that he called me, and he said, you know, I really think you guys have something here. He goes, you know, and I'd like to help you take it to the next level. And, you know, who's going to say no to that? So, of course, we jumped on that.
Definitely.
And ever since then, we just hit it off. Him and I hit it off really, really good. You know, I'd already been friends with Rudy Sarzo, who's, you know, in his band. And I knew of Craig. I had never physically met him. And then one day we just ran into each other. I was actually at the movie theater with my daughter.
Aww.
And he was at the movie theater with kids, and we just bumped into each other.
Oh, that's funny.
All started, so.
Now, have you guys been working? You said you've been in the studio for the past year, 9 months, or something like that. Have you guys been in your studio? How's that going, the 949?
It's been great. I mean, it's kind of neat having, it's a double-edged sword. You know, having your own studio gives you the opportunity to go in and really be as creative as you can, because you've got all the equipment and all the gear, and you know, da 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 da. You can do what you got to do, but then at the same time, you're running it as a business, And sometimes you have to, you know, make compromises and say, well, you know what, we got to really finish this up because Craig only has X amount of time before he's got to go out on tour or got other commitments. And so sometimes we've had to push, you know, some of the clients back and say, you know what, we can't deal with, you know, a band coming in and doing something tonight because we're going to be mixing all night or we're going to be recording all night. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword in that case. But in the end, when it's all said and done, I think that the album is like a child. You know, you start it out in diapers and you nurse it along its way, and it gets to a certain point where you just have to cut it loose and let it go on its own. And I think that's kind of where we're at now, and that's why we're, you know, doing what we're doing right now, and that's why we're on the air with you, because, you know, it's time to let this stuff out and let people hear it before we actually end up releasing it. You know, we wanted to give a little, what Craig likes to call the sneak peek leak. I told him it sounded like a urinary problem. Anyway, it's not. It's a fancy way of saying that, you know, hey, we're giving everybody a little sneak peek of what's to come, and the response has been really good, you know. So that's very rewarding for us because we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into doing this. Like I said, I told you off air, you know, I've seen Craig Goldie more over the last 9 months than I have my own wife and daughter.
Right.
You know, but and they've been great about it. They've understood that. They know that, you know, it takes this kind of devotion. And some people think that creating original music is just, you know, oh, it's so easy, you know, bing, bang, boom, and it's done. And it's not, you know, like you said, it's been a year-long process.
Right. Now, are you working with any unsigned bands over there in your studio out there in California that we need to know about?
We've got several bands that come in. In fact, I've got Serpent Underground.
We had them on.
We're going to be doing some work with them now that we finish this up. I need to take a little break. I have to actually have some surgery done here in about a week. And hopefully when I heal up from that in about 10 days, I can get started on that project. And then when Craig gets back, he's on his way to Poland right now to play with Budgie. On a tour, and he'll be back in May, and then he's actually going to be mixing their project. And then we've actually got, you know, I've got other, you know, we kind of run the gamut at the studio. I've got a really good punk band in there right now, and I've got, you know, there's all sorts of things. But we've got about two or three albums that we're doing right now for other bands.
Very cool. Yeah, we had Ralph on the show from Serpent Underground.
Yeah, Ralph's been to the studio a couple times, and in fact, all of their files are sitting there waiting for me to actually get started on them. I just needed to take a few days off after finishing this 9 month, you know, long blitzkrieg of no sleep. I needed to take a couple days off before I start launching into that. So, but yeah, no, I think you know, their stuff is really good. I think they're a good band, and I think that. You know, hopefully they'll be very happy with what the studio does for them and what Craig does for them.
Definitely, very cool. Now, your bandmates, you still have the original lineup. I guess there's six of you guys, right?
Yes, we double as a basketball team when we're not playing music. Yeah, no, it's the same lineup. We've got, you know, myself on vocals, and then Paul Calder and Billy King are on lead guitars. Danik Thomas is on bass. Dave Krause is on drums, and Adam Emmons is our keyboardist. And it's, having been in the industry virtually my whole life in one form or another, this is, without a doubt, the greatest bunch of guys I've been able to play with ever. You know, there's no drama, there's no problems, we all get along, we all are doing it because we're having a great time, we're having fun, and we all enjoy each other's company. And that's kind of, in the music business, that's a rarity.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And
wait till you get out on the road together.
Well, yeah, I mean, even though, you know, when we play gigs and stuff, you know, it's great. We all get along so well. We've just really never had you know, in the year and a half that this lineup has been together, we have really never had any kind of a falling out. And I just find that so unusual and so refreshing, you know. And it's right. great. And I think it's only going to make things better down the road. So,
right.
Great way to start.
Well, I want to congratulate you once again for the new band 2008 Star Music Awards that you guys won. You guys got to perform up there live. How cool is that? Tell everybody about this award show that you guys did.
Yeah, it was rather large. It was kind of like the independent Grammys. It was pretty huge. It was held at the Music Box, which is also known as the Henry Fonda Theater in Hollywood. A great venue with a great sound system. Pretty large, and you know, they let us headline the show. They saved us for last, and most of the bands that were there that night only got to do one or two songs, and then we got to do virtually almost the whole set. And I had no clue that we were even up for. I didn't even know that category, Best New Artist, existed. And we were on stage getting ready to go on, and I heard them call my name, and I'm like, I can't go down there now. I'm getting ready to, you know, perform. And they kept calling my name and calling. So finally, somebody escorted me down off the stage, down some stairs, and I walked out on the podium, and I was just like, why am I standing here? Oh, and I think there's a video of that online where I'm actually...
Yeah, I saw it.
And if you look at the look on my face... Because I'm kind of like, why am I here? What's going on?
Right.
And that's really what I was feeling at that time. And we were actually quite blown away. I mean, it was just, you know, we were nominated for Best Heavy Metal Band. And then to win, you know, the award of the night, which was Best New Artist of the Year, it was just, it was mind-boggling. But, and it was great for it to happen to us, you know. And since then... Other things have happened. You know, we won Best Artist of the Year for My Stage Music, and then also Target Audience Magazine picked us as top unsigned metal band. So there's been a lot happening for us on the awards front this last year, and that was just based off the EP. So, you know, we're hoping that this new album, with everything we've put into it, and how great we feel that the songwriting is and things like that and the orchestration of it, I think the people are going to hopefully, you know, it's going to kick us to the next level. At least that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, I think you guys definitely deserved it. And I think you guys did a little surprise someone else there at the awards, Craig, for the induction. Whose idea was that?
Well, actually, the Star Music Awards came to my studio one day and said, we want to give Craig the Hall of Fame, first Hall of Fame award. And when they said that, I immediately sat them down and I said, all right, look, this is a great idea, but you have to let me give it to him.
Yeah.
Please. I begged him. And I said, because, number one, the man has become like the brother I never had, and also, I want to write the speech. I said, you know, you got to let me write the speech. I can't go up there and do a speech from somebody else. If you let me do it, you know, I promise you it'll be good. And they went for it. And so, you know, that was really a highlight. And one of the highlights of my life was to be able to say thank you to this guy who's put so much time and effort into helping develop this band and take it to the next level, to be able to, you know, give him that award, which he surely deserved.
Yes.
Definitely wants to help the new emerging talent that's out there. And, you know, like what he did with Benedictum, look how big they are now. I mean, they're playing these huge, huge festivals over in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
We hope to follow in their footsteps and be doing one day soon here, too.
Right. I think that's a great thing for these bands or these musicians, you know, who are accomplished, and now that they're giving back to this new generation of the rockers and the metalheads out there and the new musicians who are out there, you know, I think that's just such a great thing, and it can only just lead to better things for them, you know?
Right, and you know, there's not a lot, and Craig likes to say this a lot, that you know, what he found, and the reason that he does this, is because he found that when he was coming up and he was learning, you know, Ronnie James Dio took him kind of under his wing.
Yeah.
And showed him the ins and outs of the business and how things worked. And most people, when they figure the recipe out, they huddle around it like squirrels gathering nuts for the winter. Let it go. You know, once they've figured out this is how it works and this is the key to success, they don't want to let anybody else know what that is. Well,
right.
Craig basically called BS on that and said, you know what, I'm going to share this information with the bands that I feel are deserving and who want to actually work hard and, you know, and make something out of their music and their band and really put in the hard work. And, you know, it's paid off. I mean, I've seen him do it with us, and I've seen him do it with Benedictum and other bands, and everybody that he's worked with basically on that level has had some success, and that's great to see him, you know, giving back, like you said.
Exactly. Speaking of the brand new CD by the heavy metal band Metal Knights, I'm talking with, if some of you out there don't know or just tuned in, I'm talking with lead vocalist Razor from the band. We're going to play another tune off of this, another debut song that some of you may have never heard before. So this album's going to be out this year. This is You're Gonna Pay. Now, I'm a little curious about this one, Razor. Is this a personal experience?
Well, yeah. For just about every guy in the band, I would say it's a personal experience. It's basically, we like to call it our ode to cheating women. But, you know, we wrote, and we've all talked about this. We knew that we were probably going to catch flack from the females in the audience for writing this. But at the same time, you know, down the road, we'll probably end up writing a song that, you know, totally makes fun of guys, because we all know guys are pigs. And, you know, we're the first ones to admit it. But it's all done in fun. It's tongue-in-cheek. And it's basically, you know, Billy King came up with the idea for the song, and he actually wrote it. And I did a rewrite on the lyrics. And it's just, you know, it's about what the heartbreak guys go through after, you know, spending so many years or devoting so much time to a woman that you think is the greatest woman in the world, and then the next thing you know, she stabbed you in the back. And we just thought we'd do a tongue-in-cheek version and kind of make it that way. And it's actually one of the funnest songs in our live set to play, because it's got such a good vibe to it and it's got such a good beat. And, you know, people get a kick out of the lyrics, and, you know, it's a fun song.
All right. Well, let's
wanted to throw some fun into all the gloom and doom.
Exactly. Well, let's play it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Metal Knights with You're Gonna Pay. Welcome back. Brand new stuff from Metal Knights. You're going to pay. That's right, baby. You're going to pay in a good way. All right. Well, we have Razor on the line with us, the lead vocalist from the band, and a very dear friend of mine to my heart. And I just wish these guys the best. And their brand new CD is coming out this year. They're going to be touring with Benedictum. And we're going to welcome them back. And we're back again. Hey, Razor, what's up?
Oh, I'm just hanging out with you, having a great time.
Me too. It's just always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like I told you, it's not like being on the radio. It's like talking to a good friend, and I enjoy that about you, Laura. So,
oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you. I want to talk about one of the songs on the new CD, The Demon. Let's see. What's the last part of that? Is that the intro?
Yeah, the intro, The Demon Unleashed, and then it goes into our song, The Enforcer, which will probably be the first single off of the album.
Very cool.
That is actually the intro. Usually when we send stuff out to radio, we don't send the album version, we'll send a radio edit.
Right.
But for you, I thought, we'll give them the whole thing.
Yeah, so that's a long intro.
Gave you the album cut, which is, it starts out with the intro, which is called Demon Unleashed, and then it goes into The Enforcer.
Very cool.
And that was just, you know, that was actually the last song that we came up with. We had been working and working and working on writing, and then I sat with Paul Calder one day on the phone of all, you know, and we were just like, we need to come up with another song. And, you know, I said, I'd like to do something along the lines of, and I sent him a couple different tracks that I liked from different bands, and I said, something along the lines of this. And he's so good and so fast that the next day, he sent me the finished track, and it's actually quite a classic story in that we didn't have any lyrics, so he used Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham as the lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, and he sent it to me with, you know, with those, he sang the verse as backup vocals so he can sing, and he sent it to me with Green Eggs and Ham as the lyrics, and they actually fit. And I was, but then I had to go and write about the Enforcer, who is this knight that comes out of, you know, is sent down from heaven to do God's work and, you know, take care of all the evil doers in the world and stuff like that. And it's this deep, dark story, and to have to sit there and listen to, you know, I will not eat them, and then I had to hear all the Green Eggs and Ham stuff, and I couldn't stop laughing. It took me like a day just to get over that.
That's funny.
At some point we'll have to release that as part of the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's just so funny, but that's how that song came about, and I think, you know, it turned out pretty good. We're very happy with it, and I think it really, really rocks. I mean, it's got every little aspect that we like to put into our songs. You know, the one thing about Metal Knights is that we have some great forefathers that we look towards, you know, like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and bands like that. But we also look towards bands like Deep Purple and Rainbow and even newer acts like Dimmu Borgir, stuff like that. So adding the dual lead guitars with the keyboards, I think, makes it a little bit different. And we love to orchestrate these things in such a way that everybody gets their chance in the song to shine.
Right.
And this was one of those chances to do that, and I think it came off really cool.
Now, you guys, how many tracks are actually on this CD? I know you guys remastered "Death to Fire and the Gates of Hell." Why did you guys want to remaster that?
Well, because we were happy with the way they sounded on the EP, but, you know, Craig said they're such powerful songs that why don't we redo them and add some new parts to them? And, you know, at first we were a little bit hesitant at the idea, and then we started to hear what those parts were, and we thought, oh, that's cool, let's do that, you know, and then let's do this. And before you knew it, it became almost a different song.
Yeah.
It had all these great hooks to it and all this different new orchestration and stuff, and we were just like, oh, well, we have to redo it, you know.
Right.
And so, and I think we came up with some really great, the whole album, Laura, flows from the start to the finish. There's not really one break. It goes, you know, it's like you can put it on and just sit there and go from, you know, song one to song 13, and it's just, it's all one flowing piece. And that's really what we wanted to do. We didn't want to just have, you know, your standard, okay, this is cut one, this is cut two. Every song flows into another song through an intro or an outro and these orchestrated pieces.
So, very nice.
Yeah, that was a big piece. That was a big part of this for us. We really wanted to do something a little bit different and try to take it to the next level. So that's why we worked so hard on it, I think.
Now, when you guys go out there on the road with Benedictum, and you're going to be doing these live shows with Metal Knights, can we expect to see Sir Godfrey out there on the stage?
You know, there's been talk about that. and, you know, I don't know if you realize this, but there's four of us in the band work in the television and movie industry.
Right.
And so we all kind of, and some, like Paul Calder and Danik Thomas and Dave Krause, work at very, very high levels. Paul was the editor of Futurama. Danik has worked on things like Kung Fu Panda. He works for DreamWorks. I mean, these guys are, you know, they're pretty big. And of course, I have my history in visual effects and, you know, working on the shows that I've worked on.
Right.
And so, yeah, we've talked about maybe having a Sir Godfrey made and some kind of an armor suit that's, you know, not real armor, of course, look good. And, you know, there's a lot of plans on something like that. Of course, then again, that involves money.
Right.
But you know what? It's definitely in our mind. As is, we have inked a deal to do a really killer MTV-style video in high definition, and we're talking about maybe adding some 3D effects and stuff with Sir Godfrey actually making an appearance.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Which I'm very excited about because I think he needs to be seen. You know, he's become the band mascot, so, you know, he actually needs to be seen and heard as he is heard in The Enforcer, you know.
Right.
We actually had to give him a part, the damn bastard. He's just, you know, he's obstinate, and he wanted to be in it, so we let him in it.
Well, Razor, it's always a pleasure having you on. And before I let you go, I do want to say kudos to whoever did the photography. Those pictures were just amazing that you sent over to me. I love them.
Okay, which ones are you talking about?
The newest ones, like the ones that you sent me to pick out from the banner, to make a banner. Maybe?
Oh, that was a legendary rock photographer, Niels Lausauer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's done Motley Crue and Van Halen. And
nice stuff.
About name it, Niels shot it. And we hooked up with Neil, and he's a great, great guy. He's funny as hell and just really knows how to take great, great, band photos.
Yeah.
And it was just an awesome honor and a pleasure to be able to work with somebody of his caliber to get those photos. And I think they turned out great.
Very cool. All right, well, tell everybody out there a little bit about the band website, which is amazing over there. And I'm looking for you guys to get some T-shirts made, though. I need a T-shirt. And also the MySpace page, and tell them when they can expect this new album, World of Forever, to come out.
All righty. Well, the band website is www.themetalknights.com, and that's K-N-I-G-H-T-S, not spelled the other way. We're not a disco band. And then also the MySpace is myspace.com/metalknightsmusic. And to answer your other question, we have some killer T-shirts designed.
Ooh.
And we're getting ready to get those done. They will be very, very high quality, colorful. Of course, there's going to be a couple different ones, and you'll have the Metal Knights logo with the two knights, and then we'll also probably have one with Sir Godfrey throwing the horns. And, you know, and then our saying will probably be on the back, you know, metal is medieval again.
Very good. Nice.
So, yeah, we got those coming. And because we got to get all of our merch is being worked on right now, as well as the design for the CD, you know, the 8-page booklet that's going to go with it. The cover art is being done by a great artist, Sandra Chang Adair, who actually is doing some work for Heavy Metal Magazine. She's a fantasy artist, and she's someone that I worked with years and years ago. And when it came time to have somebody do the cover, I was just like, her style would just be perfect. So she's actually she's doing the cover. And we're in talks with some record labels right now.
Oh, very cool.
So, you know, we could go out and release this thing on our own. But, you know, ultimately we would love to have the support of a label. And but at the same time, we also understand the music business in that record labels have to pay their bills before they can actually sign. You know, they got to pay their bills for the year,
right,
before they can actually take on a new act. So we're actually just kind of getting ready to deliver the final master to some different labels that we've been in talks with, and hopefully one of them will bite, and then we'll have an actual release date, but it shouldn't be too far off.
Oh, very cool. Well, thanks again, Razor. We love you so much over here on Metal Messiah Radio. You know you're always welcome. And I just want you to really send my best regards out to your band. I never had a chance to really talk to anybody else in the band, so just let them know that we just really encourage you guys to just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and we wish you the best with the music.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. And it's, as always, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you and talk to somebody of such professionalism and high caliber. I always enjoy talking to you, and if there's one station that is on the internet that I love to listen to, it's definitely Metal Messiah, and I'm not just saying that to kiss butt. I'm saying it because it's truth.
Oh, you're so too sweet.
Elves, in a way that in this world of internet radio today, Metal Messiah definitely is right up there with some of the top FM stations and stuff. So, you know, kudos to you guys for that.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we love you guys. Wish you the best of luck. Hold on just 1 second. We're going to get back to the music here. I'm going to play the remastered version of Death Defier by Metal Knights that you sent me over here. Is that cool with you?
That's fine.
All right. Once again, you guys, we want to thank Razor, lead vocalist from the band, Metal Knights. You can go check these guys out at www.themetalknights.com, and that's Knights with a K. Also, go add them up on your MySpace page if you haven't done that already, myspace.com/Metal Knights Music. And be looking for their brand new CD, World of Forever, coming out this year, and they're going to be on tour with Benedictum. You can probably find all that stuff and information out over there on the website and the MySpace page. All right, let's check it out. Here's Death Defier.